Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. This is Chus for a Zivig, Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and Rafur Shlema, Leliyahu Ben Sora, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Leliyahu Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Soisha Gittel, Basarav Eliezer Monoyach, and for this evening, also as a schus for Rafur Shlema, Hatinok Ben Fruma Matel. We, in the coming parasha, parashas Va'era, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael and tells them that Hashem appeared to him, and Hashem tells him what to tell him, and it seems he tells it to them. And the pasuk begins, "Lochein emor l'bnei Yisrael." Ani Hashem, v'itzeis yeschem itachasiv lo yis Mitzrayim, v'itzalti yeschem yavidosom, eschem yavidosom, v'galti yeschem bezroa nutuer, shmotim gedoilim, v'lokachti yeschem lilohom, v'yis alechem elokim, v'idatem ki ani Hashem alekecha, v'amaitzi yeschem yeres Mitzrayim. I'll take you out, I will save you, I will redeem you, I'll take you to Har Sinai, and you'll be, I'll be to you Hashem, and so forth, and you'll know, ki ani Hashem mekech, v'tuk ya Mitzrayim, and then I'll bring you to Yisrael, v'veisi eschem el ha'oretz, so forth, and so on. And Moshe spoke, the pasuk says, so, ha'yadav Moshe kein al bnei Yisrael, v'lo yishomu el Moshe mikaitze ruach, u'me'avoyda kosho. They didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu because of a shortness of spirit, and they were so overburdened with the servitude, with the shibud, with the suffering and the burdens of slavery in Mitzrayim. And so Moshe Rabbeinu is coming with this good news that the Geula is coming, the redemption is coming, and Klal Yisrael is going to leave the burdens of suffering 210 years as slaves in Egypt. And they're not listening. They were so overwhelmed with their burdens, with their slavery, with that shortness of spirit, they just were broken people. They couldn't pay attention. They couldn't focus. The Sepurnu says, "L'shamu el Moshe, lihisboinein b'chol zeh, to focus, to introspect, to look on, to pay close attention and to focus on what Moshe was saying." Ki'inyan sheyitzkechu b'Yeshua sokel yisparach yachshaveh lehem l'tzdokot. Says in a way that they should be batuach, that they should be tochon, that they should be trusting that Hashem will in fact save them, and that will be considered for them a very special merit, just as it says by Avraham Avinu, ve'emin b'Hashem yachshaveh lo tzedokah. And therefore they weren't zeichet to get Eretz Yisrael, only their children received it. V'kaitzer ruach, he says, ki loy ne'emono es keil rucham, loy nosnu leib lehisboinah. They didn't have that sense of emuna. They didn't pay attention to focus their hearts, to focus on what Moshe was saying. If not for the servitude, if not for the slavery, if not for being overburdened by the suffering of their slavery in Mitzrayim, they would have paid attention and focused on the words of Moshe, and they would understand from what Moshe says, Sheroi liftoyah, that it's appropriate to trust Hashem that he in fact was going to deliver on all of these promises that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over in his name. Now it seems that had they had the ability to focus and not been so overwhelmed by all of their burdens, they would have recognized that it was appropriate to have bitochen, and they would have, as we said before, if they would they would have bitochen in the Yeshua Sakel, in Hashem's salvation, in Hashem's saving. It sounds like that there are times when we have certain information. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them information. He said, Hashem appeared to me. They were convinced that Hashem appeared to him because he had done a couple of miracles with the mate, with the stick turning into a serpent, and with the tzaras, and with the water turning to blood. So they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was okay. He was legit. And then he told them what's going to happen. This is what Hashem told me. But they couldn't listen because they were overwhelmed. Had they focused, they would have been able to have bitochen. They would have been able to recognize the truth of what he says. Now, we're in a bit of a different position. This is already after we have received the Torah at Har Sinai. This is already where we know our Torah Shebal Bichsav, the Torah Shebal Peh. We have direct communication given in a public forum by the Creator himself. When we study those directives, those promises, those basic concepts that we're given, we have the ability, if we focus, just as the Sipuna said they had, to be able to find the strength to put our trust in Hashem. Let me give a few examples. We say every day, three times a day, actually, in Ashrei, that Hashem is Poisech es Yodecho u'masbi'a l'chol chai rotzim. We say to Hashem, you open your hand and you satiate every living creature according to its desire. You open your hand, meaning that you deal with it yourself. That's what the Medrash learns. This pasuk says Hashem takes care of Parnosa himself. In fact, the Medrash says, Gidola Parnosa Yosemi Geula. Parnosa is even greater than redemption. Because redemption sometimes happens through a malach, because the pasuk says, Hamalach HaGoyelo Yisi. But Geula, only from Hashem directly. So therefore, Parnosa, Pesech Yodecho, the pasuk says, you open your hand, you take care of, you sign the checks. You personally take care of all of our sustenance, of all of our parnosa, of all of our wages, of all of our needs, and umasbia, and you satiate l'chol chai, to every living creature, rotzoin, according to his desire, some of Farshim say, according to Hashem's desire. Now, if we pay attention to this, if we focus on this, and that's why it's actually brought in halacha, that when you say that pasuk, there should be a special focus. That has the power, because it's a posuk in Tanakh, because it's a posuk that David HaMelech has authored, because it's a posuk that was authored, that was inspired by Ruach HaKodesh. That posuk is authoritative and has the ability to inspire us with bitochen, to give us the bitochen to rely on what it says in the posuk, if and only if we put that focus. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu's Sukkim, as Moshe Rabbeinu's promises, all of that, had they been misbeinin, had they focused on it and paid attention to it, it had the ability to recognize that this is real, this is from Hashem, and therefore we can rely on it, and could have inspired and should have inspired bitochen had they done that. And therefore we have so many things that we know that if we focus on them, we actually could develop the bitochen. For example, we know shluchei mitzvah eino nizokin. If a person is going on a shlichus, on a mission, ledvar mitzvah, to do a mitzvah, he has a certain protection. He'll be guaranteed protection b'halichoson u'b'chazoroson, when he goes and when he comes. This mamar chazal, this, so to speak, promise from Chazal. A promise from Chazal is in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it was passed down from Har Sinai. A promise from Chazal, if we focus on it, and we pay attention to it, it has the power to instill us with that bitochen, that as we go on a shlichus mitzvah, as we go on the mission of a mitzvah, we will not be hurt, we will not be damaged, because we have inspired ourselves through this statement, which is authored, passed down from Har Sinai by the Creator himself, and therefore that can inspire confidence. We know, Chazal tells us, HaMispal about Chaveroi, Hu Tzorech Lo Yisa Dovor, Hu Nenet Chila. One who prays for his friend, and he's in need of the same thing, he will be answered first. He will be answered first. So that means that, yes, if I do that, I'll be answered first. So if I take it seriously, if I focus on it, then it can have the ability to inspire me with that bitochen that, yes, in fact, I will be answered first. And there are so many more examples of this. Here, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Omer Rav Nechunya ben Hakono, HaMekabel Olav Oil Torah, Ma'avir Menu Oil Malchus Oil Derech Eretz. One who accepts the burden of Torah, removed from him will be miraculously the burden of Malchus, which is government, taxes, payroll taxes, the Derech Eretz, and making a living. One who accepts the burden of Torah. Now, if I internalize that, and I believe that, and I focus on that, that has the power to bring it about. And that having been said, I'd like to share with you a little story which took place many years ago in Los Angeles, but which I think exemplifies this concept. It was in the summer. We had a yeshiva in the San Fernando Valley, and we had graduated a few graduating classes, and the graduates had gone on to study in yeshivas in New York and in Israel. They were back for the summer, and a number of them were discussing about the possibility of spending the year in Los Angeles in our small fledgling post-high school Beis Medrash to strengthen the Beis Medrash, to strengthen the high school, to strengthen the community. Would have been a beautiful thing. But they asked of me not only to be able for an hour a day to give a shiur to learn with them, but to spend the morning, the first Seder in the Beis Medrash together with them, so we should be able to talk and learning and so forth. I would have loved to do that. But I knew that I had debt from previous years, probably at the time, a few hundred thousand dollars, which was a lot of money in those days. And I had to raise another few hundred thousand dollars, and I had to also teach in high school. I said, how can I make a commitment for 4 hours a day? But I said, give me 24 hours. I don't like to make rash judgments. I went home, and I asked my wife. And she said, it's a mission in Pirkei Avos. Omer Reb Nuch, the third parak. Omer Reb Nechunya ben Hakono, amekabel ol of oil malchus, or oil Torah, amekabel ol one who accepts upon himself the burden of Torah, then ma'avir mimenu ol malchus ol derech eretz. And the burden of government, of taxes, and making money will be removed from him. And I said, amekabel. I accepted it by my wife. It was not shaykh, it was 100%. She was misbeinin with focus, and it was a reality to her. I accepted that reality. And the next day I told him, Rosh Chodesh Elul, starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, the new zman, I'll be in the Beis Medrash in the morning. That night, I met a young man. He said, his father wants to speak to me, a former student of ours. He spoke to the father. To make a long story short, he introduced me to someone who within a month, he wrote a will. He was very, very ill at the time. He passed away and left the yeshiva $1 million. Amekabel olav oil Torah, ma'avir menu ol malchus ol derech eretz. The day that I was mekabel, the burden of Torah, the burden of payroll taxes and derech eretz and making a living, making money, was miraculously removed. So I think that Chazal, when they give us directives, when they tell us shluchem misa'in and izokin, when the pasuk says paseches yodecho umas bialachol chayrotzoi, when it says rabbi machovim l'rosh v'habotech v'ashem chesed yisoy v'venu, that one who has bitochon will be surrounded by chesed, when they tell us the mispal ad chaver hunen etchila, when they tell us v'kabel olav el terem avim el malchus ol derecheres, these are realities. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu's promise that was reality. If we focus on it, it can inspire us to have confidence in it. If we don't focus on it, if we allow the Kreitzer Ruach and the Avodah Kosher, and we live today also with a Kreitzer Ruach, there's no question that what's going on in the world today must be creating Kreitzer Ruach for so many people. Between the pandemics and the politics and the economics and the world security situation and the local security situation, there must be a strong Kreitzer Ruach. And there's certainly Avodah Kosher. But if we can rise above it, and focus on the psukim and the promises and the directives that Chazal and that Torah and that psukim and that our Nevi'im and our Chachomim have given us, we have the power to inspire in ourselves a great measure of trust in Hashem based on the fact that that's what the psukim, that's what the Ma'amori Chazal are telling us. And it can have an amazing, a powerful impact on our own bitochen. And of course, that bitochen can have a very powerful impact on our entire lives. Hashem should help that times like this, when the Kreitzer Ruach is in no short demand, that that we should be able to focus on the psukim and the directives that inspire bitochen, and be inspired with that bitochen, and with the schus of that bitochen, we should be zeicher that Hashem should guard us and protect us, and be memale kol mishalis b'degol. Good evening, good night, a good chodesh to everybody.